Call the March 9th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Excuse.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In your packet is the minutes from the February 23rd meeting. Any additions or corrections?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
That was a tie. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C1, a public hearing for expertise services, landscaping, snow removal, 208833 South 27th Street. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, March 9th, 2017 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Brian F. Drummel, owner, Expertise Services, Inc., for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title number 0782, Lawn and Garden Services, and Standard Industrial Classification Title number 7349, Building, Cleaning, and Maintenance Services, not elsewhere classified, to allow for a landscaping, snow removal, and building maintenance business use upon property zone B4, South 27th Street, mixed-use commercial district, located at 8833 South 27th Street.
This is former Ace Hardware Store. Mr. Deedle.
The subject area shown on the screen, as you can see, it's an existing development. The tenant is using the western portion, even less than half of the existing building, without any approvals. That's why they're going through this special use process. The applicant is aware that staff is recommending postponing this public hearing and continuing it to the first Plan Commission meeting in April. The applicant did not submit the form where they have to answer the special use standards, you know, if they have adverse impacts upon adjacent properties, and the applicant did not provide a project narrative. Furthermore, the applicant was unaware. Staff is recommending certain enhancements and improvements to the property because it's in pretty bad shape. The applicant doesn't agree with any of those suggestions or recommended conditions. Thought that because staff was recommending it that they had to do all those, so was just going to walk away. Staff called up, followed up, you know, like we normally do. Are you going to be at the meeting? Where's your materials? And explained it to the applicant that no, you don't have to agree with staff. Staff makes a recommendation, Plan Commission makes a recommendation, Council has the final decision, and they don't always agree with staff. So then the applicant is going to come back, like I said, the first meeting in April, but may not make any of the proposed changes that staff is asking for. So at this point, staff doesn't have a recommendation because we don't have a full and complete submittal, but we are recommending that the public hearing be postponed and continued to the first meeting in April.
I'll open a public hearing on this matter, and at the same time, is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. We'll hold this over to the April 6th meeting. Okay, we'll move on to item C2.
I have a question.
Commissioner Hogan.
They're in there since April 16. Are they still going to be in there now until we redo this?
Yes. We always work with the applicants, and in this particular case, it's already gone to the municipal court. The judge has granted the applicant more time, so the judge hasn't made a decision on this issue. It has gone to court. The judge hasn't made an issue. In instances like this, the judge usually gives the applicant more time to continue to work with staff in hopes that the matter could be resolved in some other way. Hopefully, we can get a special use approval for this guy, and then the zoning violation would go away.
Okay, so we'll hold this over until April the 6th. Okay, item C2, a multi-tenant retail building with a drive-through facility. This is a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, February 23rd, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Stephen W. Doran, Managing Member of Daybreak Capital, LLC, for a special use to allow for an eating and drinking places use upon property zoned Plan Development District Number 13, located at 6807 South 27th Street. Approval of the application will allow for applicant's current intended construction of approximately 4,500 square foot multi-tenant retail building with a drive-through facility.
Mr. Deedle.
This property is the recently created lot in front of the Hobby Lobby store on 27th Street. That area is currently an existing parking lot. So the applicant is proposing to rip out part of the parking lot and build this new building. The special use is specifically for the drive-through facility. Everything else and the use that goes along with that drive-through facility, a restaurant with a drive-through facility. The rest of it would be just a typical site plan except for that one part. So the site plan is shown on the screen as well. The building is proposed to be roughly in the center of the parcel. The northern portion is going to be unchanged.
Lake?
Those park, what?
It's going to be lakefront?
Lakefront?
No. Nothing there.
So the northern portion of the parcel will remain undisturbed. The parking lot they show there is currently there. They're just going to add some landscaping. The parking lot on the south is pretty much the same. They are going to bump out the landscaping on the far south end a little bit further north. The landscaping island on the west side of the parcel is going to be added. The parking there is changed. The drive-through facility, again, is on the south side of the building. They are adding parking, new parking, on the far east side adjacent to 27th Street. They have reduced that from an earlier proposal. So essentially that's what they're proposing, and then adding more landscaping. The staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. It's my understanding the applicant may have a concern with one of those conditions and also one of the suggestions. The alderperson also had a concern with that same recommended condition, and that condition is pertains to the easements. Staff has a condition in here right now, a proposed condition, that the applicant contact the holder of each of those easements, because there's a number of easements on this property. So we're recommending the applicant contact each of those holders of those easements to verify that what they're proposing to do on this site doesn't come into conflict with any of those easements. The applicant is concerned, they're concerned that they're being asked to obtain approval from each of these guys, from each of those holders of the easements. That's not quite what staff's asking for. We're saying specifically as it pertains to the easement and whatever restrictions that easement might have. We're not granting anybody more authority than they have currently in their easement. But if there is any conflict, then we're asking that to be resolved between the applicant and the holder of the easement and us to be notified when that's resolved. And then the reason is because a situation has already occurred. The building was originally proposed on top of our easement for the water main, and that's not allowed. They had to move the building. So they revised it to do so, so now we're fine. But it shows that there can be potential problems with this site and easements, and we just want to clarify and verify that there are going to be no problems. So the applicant might have a concern with that. I think the representative is here to speak. The older person also has indicated to us that she had concerns. As you may recall, this is a carryover public hearing from the last Plan Commission meeting. At that last Plan Commission meeting, we had received a letter from the attorney representing Menards, who was recommending denial of this project because of the changes they were making to the site as it applied to their access easement. So there's an access easement on the east side of this property and on the south side of this property, and that connects to that landlocked parcel that Menards still owns that's a little bit to the west and to the south of Hobby Lobby. It's the old Fadro site. So it's an undeveloped site where the old dump was. That's a landlocked parcel. The only access to it by easement or street or whatever is this easement. So Menards is recommending denial because they made some changes. The applicant has also revised the site plan, in our mind, staff's opinion, to eliminate those conflicts. So they've pretty much put back the easement the way it is now. So right now in that easement, the parking lot stalls are in that access easement. Some landscaping islands are in that access easement. But that's the way it always was, before the easement, during the easement, and today. And with their proposal, it's always been that way. So staff has no concerns. But the alderperson was hoping that the applicant and the Menards could reach some kind of understanding. But staff is okay with the way it's proposed here. So that's a summary. And like I said, this is a carryover from the public hearing that was started at the last Plan Commission meeting. So all the materials are now present in your packet, and staff is recommending approval with a couple conditions.
Okay, without confusing everybody, I'm going to move back to C1 for a moment. Ask for a motion to postpone and continue the public hearing to April 6th.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, this public hearing has already been opened, so we will continue this public hearing. Questions from commission? Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter?
I can answer questions if there are questions.
Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Commissioner, Mr. City Engineer.
Joel, I believe I heard you say that you were asking that they provide confirmation that they resolve any issues. I guess I don't necessarily care, if you will, that they resolve them, but I'd like to at least know that the other people that are holding easements are notified. And if they can just say that they're notified, I would be okay with that. If then that's up to them to argue about the issues.
And that will probably be the main point. Planning staff would be interested in knowing what any issues might be in case it has an impact on the site layout. But it probably will be primarily just making sure those applicants know, because I don't anticipate any other problems. Like I said, the parking lot's already there. The landscape islands are already there. The people holding the easements need to be notified if the parking lot's going to be cut, pavement removed. Those people need to know. But we also would like to know, just in case there are any changes, if that would affect the site plan. Just like the building had to be moved once already. So that's the way the condition is worded to cover both of those aspects of that potential issue.
Commissioner?
So I would like to ask some questions of the applicant, if that's okay.
Have a seat at the table.
And included in that, though, I think I see the concern, and maybe I just missed something or didn't understand, but we're talking about condition number 5, right?
Yes.
And I see the words shall obtain approval from the parties. So has that language been changed since I received this packet?
No, but I wouldn't object to changing the wording. I would recommend keeping the condition, but I wouldn't object to changing the wording.
And, I mean, suggested, I know we don't have the city attorney here, but shall notify, just change, instead of obtain approval, shall notify? Does that... That's what I heard you say.
And if there are any issues, to notify staff.
Okay. Then I don't know how we want to address it. Should we make the recommendation later? Okay.
Keep going around.
And then Mr. Doran, right?
Brad Koning from Schulfer Architects, representing Mr. Doran.
Any address, please?
7780 Elmwood Avenue, Middleton, Wisconsin.
Why does everybody do that when I ask for the address to go?
I got to think if it's my home or business.
Commissioner, you have the floor.
Thank you.
Could I just respond to
yes,
that?
Please.
I think this is an important topic. I think the concern was the way it was worded, that if Mr. Doran had a concern that it was worded to obtain approval, which in his attorney's mind, they don't have the, although they hold the easements and we're fine with talking with them, and I think we're leaving the parking as is existing, and we're fine if at a future date, you know, they come back and say they want that entire easement clear for their traffic. That's why we kind of have a lot of parking built in, is because we could potentially lose those 13 stalls along the south. So we're Mr. Doran is fine with notifying the parties. We've tried to keep all the landscape islands and the parking as is, or at least out of any easements. The concern was is that just how it was worded in the approval, that we had to obtain approval from them we'll definitely work with them and notify them, you know, if when the time, or not necessarily when the time comes, but we agree that if when the time comes, that if that parking needs to be vacated, that, you know, we'd do so willingly. We're just leaving it as is for the time being.
So going to the one party who did send us a notice, that being Menards, has Ms. Dorn or have you reached out to them yet to work through the Menards?
We've reached out. We haven't heard back from them. And as of just kind of the lateness of getting the submittal in for this meeting, we haven't pressed the issue, but we definitely can reach out and make sure that they're okay with the existing condition, I guess, as it were.
Okay. It sounds like you don't expect to have any issues working through that.
I don't expect, right? And as Mr. Deal said, you know, we're leaving it kind of as it exists right now, and we understand that, you know, if in case or if in point when that lot gets developed, they want to maintain that access easement, you know, we'll probably, the result would be just vacate those.
Sure.
Parking
stalls. And I'm just looking at some of the language here. I think it's probably just expectations management because I see in here, I was interested when I read this, that they respectfully demand that the Plan Commission deny. So I would, you know, suggest that, you know, just make sure they understand that, you know, you'd be notifying them and working with them and
absolutely
not necessarily acceding to that demand. That said, I do have some unrelated questions to that, but I don't know if there's any other questions from the commission about the
you got the floor, keep
okay.
it.
So two other things. The one being the snow removal. I saw that in there as a suggestion rather than a recommendation to outline where the snow storage areas would be identified on the landscaping plan. I guess maybe I'll defer to Mr. Deedle first and then
When I reviewed the plans as I was writing the staff report, I missed. The plans do show snow storage areas on the landscape plan. So I missed it the first time around. They are on this on the landscaping plan.
Mark the tape.
Okay.
So I would strike that suggestion now. I think
okay, so it's in there. Great. I was going to ask if you had any issues with including that in there. It sounds like you already did.
Well, you get points for admitting the error, okay?
Thank you.
Last question here is to do with the traffic congestion. I don't know if Mr. Deedle wants to talk to it first, but I'm just curious. I mean, I know the area. It's we talked a little bit about the standards that the state has for traffic congestion. In my view, in my uneducated view, I see that as an area that's already got a significant amount of traffic issues. And again, from my perspective, a lot of that was made worse by the redevelopment. To be able to, depending on which side of 27th Street you're on, to be able to go the opposite direction of travel. So you're here on the west side. If you wanted to turn north, that's challenging in that area now. I do understand we talked about where the lot is on the north end or where the access is on the north end.
And I do have a correction for that, too.
Okay.
I drove out there this afternoon. Yeah. That existing median cut on 27th Street at the north end of Hobby Lobby is no longer there.
Yeah, okay.
So the only way to get into Hobby Lobby and this store is either to go in the entrance at Dental Associates immediately to the south or to go all the way up to Walmart. And we do have cross access for all these properties now, so you can get all the way from farther north than Walmart all the way down to Gander Mountain and Gordon Food Services. So there is that cross access available. But straight median cuts, those are the only two.
Okay. So it would be then, if I understand it would be pretty difficult to go north onto 27. You'd have to turn south and find a way to come around, whether it's turning in or making an illegal U-turn like a lot of people, I think, would do. So when I see here in the no traffic congestion is anticipated, you know, I'm curious to know what kind of analysis went into that to say we're going to take three more retail spaces and add to it when, you know, as I perceive it, there's already a fair amount of traffic congestion. So I guess what led you to that conclusion?
Well, I'm not from the area, so I don't know the area very well and the congestion problems that have occurred sounds like from the redevelopment of 27th Street. The way we felt and why we responded the way we did was that, you know, we're not, it's, we're taking up an existing parking lot that could have potentially been filled with, you know, traffic itself. So we're not making it, and we're actually creating more landscape islands and less parking than what was there. So in our mind, tables being equal, if it was a full parking lot, we wouldn't really be adding any more cars to the lot or the access to it, I guess, is the way we kind of approached it. The fact that they've got to go all the way down, you know, south and find a route around, that sounds more like an engineering issue than, you know what I mean? I mean, to not have a light or anything to control traffic.
The conclusion is hard for me to understand, but sounds like, you know, the example you gave is, you know, taking up space, less spots, and less traffic as a result. I'm not an engineer either, so I don't really know, but it struck me as counterintuitive.
Mr. City Engineer.
I would suggest to you that that's why 27th was designed that way, to improve any congestion issues, because you don't want people coming in and out at all areas. So that's why there's less median cuts for people to cut through. So I didn't know that U-turns were illegal at those intersections, because I know a lot of people do them, and I don't think they're marked that you can't do them. So that's
So that would be legal to make U-turns there?
I believe so. Yes. I don't believe it's marked that you can.
So. Well, and he's a civil engineer, so he knows more about it than that.
I'm wrong sometimes too, though. Wanted to touch on something else that's mentioned in under parking. Underline that staff suggests the applicants revise the site plan, remove such parking as to more closely. I actually like the fact that there's a lot more parking spaces. There's a store that I think you're putting in that's just up the road, and my kids multiple times have said, let's go there, and I look over and see that it's so full that it's like, no, I'm not going there, because you just there's no parking spaces. So I appreciate the fact there's more parking spaces than required.
My personal perspective is I hope this does create congestion from the economic development side of the program. Okay. Any other questions?
Just one more.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Are there going to be control stop signs in that section, I mean, off of 27th Street? I mean, because I could see that being a rather... you know, with people getting out of their cars and walking, are there going to be control mechanisms to slow down the traffic as it's going through?
I mean, currently we don't have any stop signs per se, you know, identified to stop or slow traffic as it goes through the site. I mean, it will be signed appropriately for the drive-through for directional traffic, and I think part of that is that's why we created on the west side kind of a one-way lane in order to kind of direct traffic to where it needs to go. I think just by maneuvering through the site, especially as you come off of 27th headed south, you know, we tried to maintain a clear path for both pedestrian and vehicle visibility.
Well, if it ever does become a problem, then we'll have to address it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely we want people to be safe and, you know, be able to utilize the site. So if it becomes an issue, we'd either sign it or stripe it or, you know, something.
Sure. Okay.
Mr. Deedle?
There is an existing stop sign on the Dental Associates property when you use the cross access that's closest to 27th Street.
Okay.
So they have one there already.
Okay. Thanks, Joel.
Anything else from the commission? No. Okay. I will hereby close this public hearing. We have several business items as it relates to this particular matter. The first item is a motion to waive the required standards under the UDO pertaining to parking. This will require 5 affirmative votes. Is there a motion to waive the requirements of the Unified Development Ordinance 15-30352B pertaining to parking?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion? The chair will be voting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Okay, so that's taken care of. Also, we need to waive the required standards pertaining to windows. This relates to the back of the building. Joel. Is there a motion to waive the required standards under 15-3.0355B.7 pertaining to windows?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, and the chair will be voting. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5 ayes, no noes, 2 absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to allow an eating and drinking places use upon the property located at 6807 South 27th?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Deedle.
With the wording change to condition number 5?
That suggested wording change is?
That the applicant shall obtain, where was my note? Shall notify the parties.
So you strike obtain approval from, strike that, insert notify.
Parties holding each of the easements and staff as well? Of any issues?
Yes.
Well, and I've added in the spirit of the commission, I've added insert the language after the word on, second line. So easements located on, the within the respective easements and attempt to return to the city acknowledgement from the easement holders for engineering department review and approval prior to issuance of buildings. So if it can't happen, it can't happen, but we want your best efforts. Commissioner Leon, you made the motion.
So moved.
No, I'll verify that second.
Joel, did you get it?
An attempt to provide to the city the easement holders.
Attempt to return to the city acknowledgement from the easement holders. Hey, you can have this, Joel.
Okay.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have now come to the end of the agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion? There's no discussion on that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.